Okay, let's get cracking. We are continuing to learn Maseches Kilayim. Today we're going to begin the eighth parak of Maseches Kilayim as we sort of transition away from Kilei HaKerem, from Kilei Zeraim, from Kilayim as they pertain to the field. And now we're going to transition to types of Kilayim that pertain to animals. Now we're really going to begin in Parak Ches Mishnah Aleph as we really sort of differentiate and discuss all the different types of Kilayim before we transition into the specific area of Kilayim when it comes to mixing different types of animals that cannot be mated and that cannot work together. Says the Mishnah, Kilei HaKerem Asurin, Milizroa Umilekayim, like we learned earlier, when it comes to Kilei HaKerem, the Kilayim of a vineyard, they're usur to plant. You're not allowed to plant Kilayim in a vineyard. You can't maintain them. If you know that they're there, you have to get rid of them. The Asurin Behana'a. And they're usur to benefit from. If you find Kilei HaKerem, you must burn them, you must get rid of them. You can't benefit from them, and you certainly can't eat them. However, says the Mishnah, Kilei Zeraim, when it comes to the Kilayim of different plants, not related to vineyards, not related to different vines and so on, but just different plants, different crops that were planted next to one another, Asurim, Milizroa Umilekayim, just like Kilei HaKerem, they're prohibited from being planted and from maintaining them. If you know they're there, you gotta get rid of them. And you certainly can't plant them. But Umutarin Ba'achila, but you are allowed to eat Kilayim that are just of different types of crops and plants. V'chol shekein b'hanan, certainly you can get hanan. You want to use it for wood to burn and so on. Certainly permitted, certainly allowed. You just can't plant them, and you certainly can't allow them to grow. But once they're there, and once you uproot them from the ground, or if someone's selling them to you and so on, you can eat them and you can benefit from them. Continues the Mishnah. Kilei Begadim, when it comes to mixtures, when it comes to Begadim, clothing, this is what we commonly refer to as shatnez, when you have a clothing that has wool and linen together, mutarin b'chol davar, they're mutar really in every regard. You can weave them, you can keep them, you can hang them on your wall if you want to. There's no prohibition of doing anything with Begadim that have kilayim in them with shatnez, ella mililbosh. Avein and Asurin, says the Mishnah, they're not usher to do it. They're not usher at all. Ela Mililbosh, rather, the only prohibition is to wear them. You certainly can't wear shatnez, but you absolutely may do anything else with them. Continues the Mishnah, Kilei Behema. Now we're getting to the animals. When it comes to kilayim of animals, mixing different types of animals together, Mutarim Legadel Ulekayim. You're allowed to grow. To raise different types of animals together, certainly. Ulekaim, and you can keep them there. You want to put them in the same pen, not a problem. The Bartanura even says that even if you're concerned, maybe they'll mate if you put them in the same pen, that's still permitted. Ve'einon asurim ela milaharbiya. The only prohibition when it comes to different types of animals is manually mating them. You can't manually, physically mate them, but if you put them in a pen together and they happen to mate, that's not you doing anything, that's them doing it on their own. The Rambam even says in Hilchos Kilayim that if you see these two animals in your pen mating, you don't have to separate them. Because again, you're not the one doing it. They're doing it on their own. That's fine. As long as you're not encouraging it, as long as you're not doing anything to physically bring them together, then and mating them in that way, that's certainly prohibited. But otherwise, you're allowed to have them in the same pen. Finishes off the Mishnah, Kilei Behema. When it comes to Kilei Behema, when it comes to animals that are already hybrids, that are already mixes, when it comes to dogs, we'll call them mutts. When there are different types of animals, different types of dogs, for example, that made it together and created this hybrid animal, they're asurim zebozeh, they're asur together but when it comes to mating, and certainly when it comes to working as well. There's an iser, as the Torah says, lo sacharosh b'shor v'chamor yachdav, you can't plow an ox or a donkey together, as many of the Mefarshim point out, as the Gemara says. It doesn't mean only a shor, only an ox or a chamor or a donkey. It means any type of animal that are different from one another. They can't work together, just like they can't mate with one another. So that is the end of Perek Ches Mishnah Aleph, as we discuss all the different types of animals, all the different types of kilayim. Now, when it comes to kilei behemah, when it comes to hybrids, for example, so let's say you have a mule is a combination of a horse and a donkey. Now, just like when it comes to a human being, we go by the mother, whether a person is Jewish or not. So when it comes to kilayim as well, it goes by the mother. So let's say you have a mule, which is a horse and a donkey, but one animal is, its mother's a horse and the father's a donkey, and the other animal, its father's a horse and the mother's a donkey. So that would also not work. It has to be a situation where the mother and the father are the same. They're both horses or they're both mules. Then that would be allowed to mate them and to work them with each other. Let's continue with Perenches Mishnah Bey, says the Mishnah. Behema im behema. If you have two different types of animals mating together, or v'chaya im achaya, or you have like these wild animals that are mating together, behema im achaya, or a domesticated animal with a wild animal, v'chaya im behema, or a wild animal with a domesticated animal, temeya im temeya, you have a non-kosher animal with a non-kosher animal, utahora im atahora, or a kosher animal with a kosher animal, temeya im tahora, or a non-kosher with a kosher, utahora im temeya, or a kosher with a non-kosher. Again, it seems a little bit repetitive as some of the mefarshim point out. Asurin lacharosh, it's usur, it's prohibited in all of these situations, domesticated with domesticated, wild with wild animal, domesticated with wild, and so on and so forth, kosher with non-kosher, non-kosher with non-kosher, and so on and so forth. In all of these different situations, in all of these different groupings, it's usur to allow them to plow together. They can't work the field together. Velimshoch, and it's usur to allow them to pull a wagon together. Ulahanig, and it's usur even to lead them and to have them lead you, even if they're not holding a wagon. In all of these situations, all of these types of animals cannot work together, certainly cannot be mated together. The only time when you're allowed to mate them together is if they are the same type of animal. The only time that you're allowed to lead them together, have them work for you together, is if they are the same type of animal. Quick review. Perek Ches Mishnah Aleph discusses the different types of kilayim, the differences between them. Kili Hakerem, Kili Zeruah. The main difference, of course, is whether you can, whether they are Aser Behana'ah. Kili Hakerem are Aser Behana'ah. Kili Zeruah are not Aser Behana'ah. In both cases, you can't plant them and you can't maintain them. When it comes to Kili Begadim, Shatnez, you're allowed to do basically anything with them except for wear them. And then when it comes to Kile Behema, when it comes to mixtures of animals, you're allowed to raise them together, you can maintain them together, that's fine, but you can't manually mate them together, and you can't work them together. And then Perakhas Mishnah Bey simply went through all the different types of animals that you can't mate together, but again, the domesticated, the non-domesticated, and so on and so forth, the only time that you could have animals mating together or working together is if they are the same animal. Have a great day.